No, I had no family in the city of Pittsburgh.
Were you close socially with people that you could celebrate a Seder with?
No, never.
During your first 5 years, did you maintain any contacts with people from Europe that you had known from other parts of the world?
No. Bless you.
Thank you. Are you an American citizen?
Yes.
How did you get your citizenship papers?
Well, when I first came to the United States, I applied for it the first week. And 5 years later, or 6 years later, I became a citizen.
When did you first vote? Do you recall that? To what party did you belong?
Well, I don't know how it happened, but they registered me as a Republican. And I voted as a Republican until 1940 or 42. And I went to, being removed, I had to change my address. And a lady says to me, and she happened to know me, "Mr. Bloomberg, are you a Republican? Why then? What? A nice man like you should be a Democrat." And I said, "Well, if it pleases you, I'll register as a Democrat." Mm-hmm. But I said, "I want you to know that all my life I voted for the man that I thought is fit for the office and a man who should be elected, not for a party."
What year did you first vote? Do you recall that?
I believe I started to vote in the early 30s.
Were you ever active in the Republican Party?
No.
Just that was
and
the
no
way you registered?
Party. Just the way I registered.
When did you first meet the person that you married, and how did you meet her?
Well, I happened to meet her through a friend of mine on a date. And the first time I met many girls, and we got together and we got married.
How old were
while.
You at the time?
Well, 1936, I was 38 years old.
How old was your wife?
My wife was 11 and a half years younger than I was.
And what date were you married on?
May the October the 26th in Washington, D.C.
1936. October
the 26th.
1936.
Yeah.
Then you were married in Washington, D.C. And how long about had you known each other before you did get married?
Well, about 2 or 3 months.
If you say that you met your wife and you liked her, you met her through friends, it was not a prearranged marriage.
No.
In other words, did you think that if you'd been in Europe, it would have been prearranged?
No, we
would
never
would you have
had,
remained in Europe?
If I was
the
remain
same
in
woman?
Europe, we never had any rearranged marriages.
Was your wife from the same country in Europe as
no,
you were?
No, she was. She came from. I mean, she is of Russian descent.
Oh, in other words, you weren't particularly interested in where she came from. It was
no,
the person
no,
that you were
no,
interested
that's
in.
That's right.
Any of your friends or family marry non-Jews?
No, not that I know of.
What was your feeling about this?
About what?
Intermarried, marrying non-Jewish.
Well, I never believed in it. And I used to say to my children many a times, you went to school, you were friendly with Christians, because I dealt with Christians, and we live in a Christian world. And I used to tell them this, "Look, kids, I come over to this country as a young man. I had all the chances in the world to marry the finest Gentile girl. But I had respect for the Jewish people in the community, and I would never do anything to embarrass my parents or the Jewish community. And for that reason, I never believed," and I talked to my children, and I said this to them, "Look, if you should marry a Gentile, which I hope you never will, we Jews don't have the slang, we should say you dirty so-and-so Gentile, but the moment you do something wrong, the first thing they'll call you a dirty Jew." And thanks God, my children many times they resented my theory, but in the long run they find out that it was right.
Would you say that today there's a lot of couples have trouble getting along with each other? What were some of your problems of adjustment during the first years of your marriage?
Well, we had no problem whatsoever.
You had harmony.
We had harmony. My wife didn't even know there was European porn for two or three years after I got married. But like any other
young couples,
but so to speak of any arguments or fights or anything like that, in the first place, I didn't believe in it. And I was that kind of a man, if I didn't like something, I come out and talk to him about it. I was plain, outspoken person.
Who made the important decisions in your home?
Well, being I was in business, my decision was always mine as far as that goes. Whatever happened in the house, that was my wife's decision.
Did this differ from the situation in the home and the atmosphere where you grew up, or was this the way your family had done it?
Well, my family lived a nice life. We were known as the most outstanding people in that community and the county. So we didn't know any troubles or whatever it is.
Thank God for that. What kind of schooling did your children receive?
Well, my children were both high school graduates, and my oldest daughter went to Lillian Kaufman Nursing School. In her third year before graduation, she got married. And my youngest daughter, she went to college, University of Pittsburgh, for 3 years. And in her fourth year, she got married. And thanks God, they both married well, wonderful, educated boys. And today, I'm the happiest grandfather in the world. One of my oldest daughter has four grandsons. She presented four grandsons. And my youngest one has two boys.
Did your girls have any Jewish education?
Yes. It's a story. My wife didn't believe in religion, but being that I live in the community, I always wanted to be part of the community. I belong to a shul, then I belong to a Reformed temple, and I can't, my wife and the children. But we had a good teacher, and I will send them to Hebrew school. And we were both very good. And the teacher told me once that they have learned more in 9 months than many of those kids that went for bar mitzvah in 3 years.
Was there any significant difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children?
Well, not much of a difference. The only difference was that the difficulties was that my wife wasn't a religious person. And to a certain extent, I respected religion. Not because I was a religious person, but I respected because it was my heritage. So I always used to say, I hope never to live, to have my children grow up to say, it's my parents' fault this or my parents' fault that. I tried to give them a fairly rounded education and knowledge of everything. In fact, my oldest daughter, they loved so much Hebrew, that one night I came home and I heard some noise upstairs. They were sleeping. This oldest daughter of mine was sitting up in bed with her son asleep, and she was rehearsing the Shemoneh Esrei.
Do you remember having any problems in raising your children due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No, never. In fact, they used to like for me to read to them. Well, I wasn't educated in this country, and many times I used to make a mistake on reading to them. So they used to look at their mother, and, "Mother, did you hear that?" So they used to laugh. And I said, "All right, kids, if that's the case, you go out to your mother." "No, no, Daddy, you do it, you do it." So I had fun with them.
Naturally. Now, give me your full name and the way you spell it.
My full name is Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. My last name is Goldenfeld, G-O-L-D-E-N-F-E-L-D.
how old are you?
I'll be 72, made it 24th. It's, so to speak, I'm still 71, but I always go ahead, not like a woman.
When did you arrive in the United States?
1921.
And in Pittsburgh?
Well, the same year.
Now tell me, how would you say where you came from, the country or the section? You came from Austria, Hungary.
Well, it was known, well, the state was Austria-Hungary before the war. Mm-hmm. But the state where we lived was in Hungarian, they called it Erde, and in German they called it Transylvania. But after the war...
What did you say after the war? What was it called?
It belonged to Romania. It's called, still called Transylvania.
Till this day?
Till this day, it's called Transylvania. But it's a state in Romania. The country is Romania.
And you are...
Born in 1897, May the 24th.
May 24th.